Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Monday, 29th of July. Beautiful sunny day, an early one as I'm out. I've got a couple of the sort of final meetings today before I can knuckle down, and a few bits for you today and a couple of notices I have emailed about, but I'll just cover on here for people who aren't registered for FTS email. Right, starting point. Let's do the horses. Right, I've got two each way horses. 3:15 Newton Abbott Tamarillo Grove and 4 o'clock Air Nicholas T. Both of those each way. Obviously, market's not quite settled yet, but they're each way. I've got one trade, and that is in the 7:50 at Windsor. Moll's Memory gonna go off probably between 5 and 6. This should get out quick at Windsor. Likes, of course, trainer in form. Everything going for it today, I think. So Moll's Memory, a 30% trade on Moll's Memory in the 7:50 at Windsor. Football-wise, there's not a lot on, but I do have a trade for you. Again, rubbish. I'll ditch Sweden for the old podcast. Arminia Bielefeld versus St. Pauli tonight at 7:30. Over 2.5 goals. It's currently about 1.8. Let it get to 2.0 and then drip back over 2.5 goals. If a goal goes in before that point, just leave it. Drip back over 2.5 goals from sort of 2.0 onwards over a 15-minute period. I normally do it in sort of three bets, sort of, you know, one on the when it hits that point, and then another one 7.5 minutes. 8 minutes later, then another one, 7-8 minutes after that. Arminia Bielefeld, St. Pauli, drip back it, and then as the goals go in, which I'm sure they will, as opposed to Sweden, then remove your liability first and trade from there. So that is 7:30 in Bundesliga 2. Trading day, people, we've got nothing for you today, I'm afraid. It is a quiet day. Ultimate members, I think there's one more fixture tonight, then I will do the first results process for Bundesliga and Belgium and get that up tomorrow, and get the members area added to. And I've got a couple of videos to make, edit, render and post for you, which I'll do hopefully tomorrow. I've sent an email this morning to people on the FTS mailing list, just covering a few things. I'll just run through them quickly on here for people who didn't get that email or won't get a chance to see it or aren't on the FTS mailing list, whatever it may be. Firstly, there is a FTS member running a football comp. He's run it for years, Clive. I don't know anything about it. It's not affiliated with FTS, but Clive's a member, decent lad, and his email address has always been footy comp, so he's been doing it for quite a while. But I'll let him send that. If you want to enter that, I've sent details. If you haven't got the email, contact me. It is a paid comp. He runs it right through the year with prize money. I think the Premier League prize money's, he says, is already worth £400. So if anybody wants to have a go at that, just either look at the email that I've sent and contact Clive direct, or email me and I'll put you in touch with him. Purely optional. That's nothing to do with me. If you want to do it. The ultimate membership, I will take that page down Wednesday, and then I'm going to turn my focus on just sorting the website out. I've had a guy, FTS member, good lad, been looking at it for a couple of weeks, and we're going to meet up and go over that, and you'll see some changes to the website over the next few weeks, I'm sure, making content easier to find and updating it all and making sure it's a bit more future-proof than it is at the minute. We get a lot of spam and rubbish through the website, and the ultimate page will come down. There'll be no more memberships of that'll be done. So if there is a couple, if anybody wants them, then join by Wednesday, because Wednesday it's coming down. That will be that. I did some trading PDFs. I did the start them in the World Cup, which I did for free. Then last year I did them, and people could have joined them for the season or as part of a £2 a day thing I did. I'm not going to be repeating those this year. They took quite a lot of my time, actually getting them ready and then typing it out and then uploading it to the website, creating paper link, payment links, and then people saying they couldn't download it, all the aggro that came with that. I am looking at doing, the podcast will always continue to have some free trades and bets on them, but I'm going to look at doing a paid audio trading setup. It's nothing definite. I'm going to have a little look at it next week and just see the time involved and the logistics of actually getting it and making it available and how we would do it. I'll have details on that next week. Once I've had a go and done a few test runs, I'll make a decision. I think with Ultimate and those on the trading days, you've got plenty. It would more be for people who want to dive in, perhaps learn a bit more about trading. The one thing, doing it audio, I'd be able to go over the trades the next day a lot simpler, because it's a lot easier just to talk it through rather than jot it all down and write it down. But as I say, it's nothing definite. I know people are asking me, but there won't be the written one. I will have a look at an audio one next week. Whether that would be well received, I don't know. But if not, I just won't do it. Quite simple. Don't know how we didn't get a return. If you're a golf guru, remember in the Senior Open, Woody Austin, don't know what he was up to yesterday. Thought we'd got some money there. Kupka won again. Proving a bit of a dominant force in golf. Nothing else, that is it. You know, the season is starting. I've not got any holidays planned. The dog is still kicking, so I will be about. But my time will be literally on the trading days and Ultimate setup for the next few months. And getting that all going for people so we all make some money. Lovely, beautiful. Right, I've got no stories today, other than when I've just a little addendum to that yesterday about Suggsy pricing horses up. I forgot in that race then he actually was cheering on a horse, standing up, screaming at the TV, effing and blinding, calling it all sorts of names, thinking it was his, and it wasn't. He was cheering on the wrong horse. That's how clueless the people I deal with are, see. But yeah, have a lovely Monday. It's a beautiful sunny day, and I will be back with you in the morning.